All right, welcome back again. Once again, this is Mary Glair, your host for the Pay It Forward for Pregnant Women Project. And I thank you, everybody, for being here today and listening. Today, I am going to chat with a dear friend and colleague, Stephanie Dawn, who is a spiritual business mentor. And the reason I asked Stephanie to participate and to share on this panel is because, first of all, I know that there are a lot of birth pros that are out there and wanting to, you know, find out more ways of offering their gifts on a bigger scale or feeling more supported by their business. But also, what I know is that a lot of women, a lot of you listening right now that have other careers, once you are pregnant and give birth, particularly the first time, that I think can be a lot of times an initiation that prompts you to think about wanting to do birth professionally in some form or fashion. And this is exactly what Stephanie is about. She works with women across the world, and she's all about this new paradigm of heart-centered business. You know, and also, you know, just like really as far as living and birthing based on, you know, self-care and, you know, spiritual principles of, you know, focusing on living in integrity, working career-wise in integrity. I have picked her brain many, many times. She's super generous. So without any further ado, bring Stephanie on. Are you there, Stephanie?
Yes. Hi. Hello, Mary. Thanks for having me.
You're welcome. You're welcome. Thank you so much for being here. We've had many conversations. We know that our work is very much in alignment in terms of what we're into. So I'm just I'm thrilled to have you.
Yeah. Awesome. It's great to be here.
Yeah. So can you start by just telling a little bit about what sacred birth work, what does that mean, you know, and so that, you know, we can get a sense of this sacred birth, you know, the mentor program that you have put together.
Yeah, well, I was one of those moms whose lives was completely transformed by my pregnancies and my births, and it just, it totally set me off on this completely different trajectory than I had previously been on. I had been working as a spiritual counselor, working with all kinds of different clients. I taught workshops around self-love and finding relationship and being an art, creativity and being an artist. You know, it really ran the gamut. And then when I became pregnant with my son Jasper, he's going to be 10 in May, I came to the realization that all of the spiritual tools that I had been using with my current clients could all be used in service to my pregnancy and to help me with what I was facing. And just to be very clear, what came up for me immediately with my pregnancy was fear at every turn, because I knew that I wanted to have a home birth. And people were so afraid for me, and I'm like, what are you talking about? Like, it just seems so natural to me, so intrinsic to me being a woman to have my birth at home. I didn't even think twice about it, and yet everyone was so afraid for me. So I immediately started using, you know, being a spiritual practitioner, I knew that fear was not real and that I could use my spiritual tools to transmute the fear and create confidence. So that was the genesis of sacred birth work, and I started first with myself, and then I, in about, I guess, the sixth or seventh month of my pregnancy with Jasper, I created the sacred birth workshop and brought together five women. I had a hypnobirthing practitioner and a doula there presenting, and we just, you know, dive deep into the spiritual path that pregnancy was for me and that I thought might be a possibility for other women. And that was the beginning, you know. I brought all the tools that I had been teaching for the last several years into the forefront and just sort of couched them all in pregnancy and birth. And that evolved after 6 years into the work that I call sacred birth work. And then I, in 2010, launched the Sacred Birth Mentor Program, where I teach birth professionals around the world I teach them sacred birth work so that they can teach it in their communities and cities.
Mm. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Well, and so, you know, for the moms that are listening right now, like, first of all, obviously you can get a sense of all the different kinds of birth professionals that are out there, you know, because perhaps, you know, if somebody's pregnant for the first time, you know, it's actually why I'm even doing this project, she may not realize just how many different forms of expertise and all the different practitioners that exist. So even just looking at this panel, you'll get a sense of all the different ways that you can be a birth pro. But if a mom is listening right now and is thinking, I might like to become a birth professional, you know, like, I'm really, like, really getting into this, and the more I learn, the more I want to learn, you know, all that. So what would you say to those women?
Well, you've got to follow your heart, you know. Mm-hmm. For me, it was all about the spiritual path, and I created sacred birth work out of my passion, which is spiritual practice. And it just evolved from there. So if there's something specific that you're enjoying about being pregnant or being a mother or about birth specifically, then you're going to want to follow that. And, yeah. I mean, I call so many of the women I work with, Mary, I call them multi-hyphenates, because they're doulas who are health coaches, who are Reiki practitioners, who are aromatherapists.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, it's amazing all the things that they do. And I love that, because I really encourage the women I work with to bring all of who they are to the table, and and that's how we flourish. You know, that's how we can create a flourishing business as well. So whoever you were in a past career, that has a place too in your birth career.
Yes.
So I like to sort of bring it all together.
Well, I think that's huge. You know, I have one of my good friends has had a whole career in marketing. And, you know, and just as she has considered whether she might like to have a full or even just a part-time birth pro career, you know, we've had a lot of conversations about how her background in marketing could be an incredible asset. I keep telling her, I'm like, most of my colleagues would love it if we had a background in marketing. Like, that's a huge benefit for you.
So, yeah.
You know? So that's perfect to, you know, let people know that, like, what you have already done can help propel you into just the right, you know, combination of skills for whatever it is that you're to offer next, basically.
Exactly, Mary. Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. Oh, nice. And what about for the birth pros who are listening? You know, like, maybe somebody has just gotten started and is working, you know, part-time in birth and would really like to, you know, make her business more viable so she can work full-time. For example, I'm sure that's kind of the most of who you work with. What would you say to somebody that's in that situation?
Well, it's I talk a lot about becoming a birthpreneur, and what does that mean exactly? It's a very different consciousness that you're cultivating that differs from what it means to be an employee. You know,
yeah.
So when you're an entrepreneur, you are someone who, you know, you succeed or fail based on your own efforts. So you're the boss.
Mm-hmm.
And that's an awesome thing, and it's also a heck of a lot of responsibility. And so you really want to do what you're best at and get other people to help you with what you're not great at if you can. And but if you're moving from, let's say, part-time hobby, which is where I was, Mary, way back when I was teaching sacred birth work, it was my super passionate hobby. And
yeah.
I knew that I wanted to take my business to the next level, and I didn't know how. So what did I do? I found a mentor and a coach or two. And I worked really hard to learn about business and to work around gaining what I didn't know about business to really help me take my business to the next level. So that's what did it for me, is working with mentors and working with coaches that were just a few steps ahead of me who could take me where it was that I wanted to go, because they were there.
Yeah.
So that's my recommendation, is invest in some sort of business training or coach or mentor that embodies what it is that you want to achieve. and go for it. It's worth investing in. I thank God every day that I made the investment that I did back in 2010, because it serves me every day in every aspect of my work with the mentor program and also with the business coaching. So it's worth every penny.
Yeah. Well, I have to second that as well, because I know that, you know, in my – so I don't even know if I've ever shared this story with you, Stephanie, but when I finished my master's in marriage and family therapy, you know, the typical track is to, you know, work for a certain amount of time, usually in an agency of some sort, and, you know, you get your hours and you get your license and whatever, and then at some point you veer off into private practice. Like, that's all I ever knew about the business side of running a private practice, was that someday you just kind of do that. And I had no idea that there were particular steps that could be taken that would actually build a practice, you know, and help me to find clients. And so this became a big deal when I decided I was also being trained as a school counselor, and that's really what I thought I was going to do right after school. And when I changed my mind about that and was, you know, kind of feeling more compelled to start my practice up right away, I started asking other people, well, how did you build your practice? And very, very few people had any concrete strategy that they had put into place. Like, it was either a luck or, you know, something like luck. And so I spent a long time trying to figure this out. And when I finally found mentors that basically were like, yes, there is an A to B to C process that's, you know, relatively linear at least, that you can do, I was like, I cannot tell you how relieved I was. Just like, okay, tell me a plan and I can, you know, put it into place. Thank you. So so what you're saying is very similar to my experience. So I'm, you know, like I said, this is partly why I wanted you to be here, so you could let people know that if they want a resource, they have one.
Yeah, thank you.
Yeah, and so if people are interested in learning more, you know, about, you know, your home study course or, you know, the Sacred Birth Mentor Program, where can they find information on that? They can do their research.
Well, they can go to, right now, www.stephaniedawn.com would get them to my opt-in page, because I'm just building my website.
Okay.
But I do have one page that they can go to that is just an extension of that. So it's stephaniedawn.com/BHN, which stands for Birth Heaven Now, BHN Home Study. And that's really the start of the mentor program. That's where everyone starts. Yeah. So, and you can also just send me a message there as well if you're interested in learning more about the business coaching too.
Okay, got it. All right, so that's stephaniedawn.com. So stephaniedawn.com and then /BHN, Birth Heaven Now, BHN. Okay, got it.
BHN okay. Home Study, Mary.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah, BHN.
I don't have it.
Yeah, BHN Home Study.
Okay. Fantastic. And so if anybody's interested, you can find more information about Stephanie there. And we're nearing the end and close to wrap up. Is there anything else that just feels like you want to share or needs to be said before we do so?
Yeah, I think that if anyone's considering a career working in birth, or even if you are brand new and you're working in birth, what the main thing that I want you to know is that every pregnant mama is not your client. that it's really important for you to attract the clients that are right for you. And very last thing I'll say is that they're probably going to be a lot like you.
Just a little teaser. little hint.
So knowing who your client is important in any business, and it's very important in your birth work. So.
Okay. Yeah. Nice. All right. Well, thank you so much for being here and sharing what you shared, Stephanie. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, Mary, and many blessings to all out there. I really appreciate the opportunity. Much love.
Yeah. So thank you for listening, everybody. Remember, please do pay it forward. Share this page, auparent.com, to your friends or to your favorite birth pros out there so that we can get this information disseminated wherever it's intended to go. And once again, it's Mary Goyer just reminding you that it really, really does change the planet when you support yourself during birth. So thanks, everyone. Have a good one. We'll see you on the next clip.